Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for July 5, 2022, Tuesday of the 14th week in Ordinary Time, taken from Matthew chapter 9, verses 32 to 38. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus, and when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogue, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on our gospel today. The demon, Satan, of course, has his own way of making people believe in the lies. When the Lord was curing people who were sick, and when he would drive out demons, and people saw this with their own eyes, how the Lord would expel evil spirits, the Pharisees were saying, "No, he's driving out demons by the prince of demons." You see, they changed the narrative. It looks very familiar even until today. Because today we have so many propagandists. They would change the narrative at expense of the truth. And in fact, this is one of the greatest crises of our times. The crisis of disinformation. The crisis of distortion, the crisis of propaganda. And everybody now, you know, having recourse to one's freedom of expression, or to his opinion, will, you see, come up with his own narrative. And people are caught in their innocence, or maybe in their, you know, call it laziness, if you may, to countercheck. But in the gospel today, of course, it's deeper than mere disinformation. It's about the rejection of Jesus. The Pharisees had a deeper situation of unbelief. So that whatever the Lord, whatever Jesus would do, they would reject it. Because for them, it was the law and the law is enough. They don't need Christ. No need for God to come down, in fact, because the law was enough to justify, to redeem, to make people better, transform, and ultimately be redeemed or saved. But of course, this is the narrative of the Pharisees. Just like there are so many opinions today, there are so many opinions about the truth. Some will destroy that. And so, a Christian, just like Christ did, was not deterred by them, although his blood would boil whenever he talks about the Pharisees. Because somewhere else in the scriptures he would say that, you know, our enemies are not flesh and blood. It is the evil one. What is behind all this is the evil one. And so the Lord continued, even at the cost of his life. He had to offer himself. He had to die so that we may live. In the gospel today, he would continue proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and curing every disease and illness. He knew the presence of the evil one, and all the more, he would proclaim. He would tell people about the kingdom. In the gospel today, the evangelist will tell us that at the sight of the crowd, he would be moved with sympathy, with prayer, or rather with pity, with mercy. Because they were, according to the gospel, they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. That's why at the end of the day, he would tell his disciples, you know, pray. The abundance is, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest. Pray to the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. You see, it is praying. It is asking. It is not about, he did not say, strategize, you know, innovate and discover methodologies how to increase vocations, how to increase workers in the vineyard. Well, there is the abundance. I mean, the harvest is abundant because true indeed, in all generations, the harvest is always abundant. When we see a lot of challenges, a lot of difficulties, a lot of people who need harvesting, which is to say, who need the proclamation of the gospel, he would tell us, pray to the master of the harvest, to the Lord of the harvest, so that he will send out more and more laborers for his harvest. So it is asking, it is praying, it is praying. Primarily, it is asking the master of the harvest. It is asking God, please send more laborers. Please strengthen more people. Please enlighten more people so they would live their lives witnessing, living the gospel in view of getting more people to walk along the path to the kingdom.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's gospel and time reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of life.